With a 36-12 loss to number 4 Cam last week, Spartans head coach Drew Bucco looks at the positives as he was proud of his team's defense against the Cougars. He wants to see improvements in the blocking game and limit turnovers, as those were the two key factors in their loss last week.
Well, I thought we played defense very well. I thought our defensive recognition was very well. I thought we were physical at the point of attack, and I thought we tackled well for the most part. You know, they got a couple big plays. I think they had one big running play and a big passing play that we gave up. But other than that, we were pretty stellar in the defensive aspect. Offensively wise, we've got to improve on our blocking assignments. You know, we missed a bunch of blocking assignments, and we've got to take care of the football better. I'm not sure how many turnovers we had. I think it was 4, but that's too many to beat a ball team like Cam.
Jamison Kilworth came back in Week 5 after being out in Week 4 due to an injury. Kilworth passed for 125 yards and a touchdown, but was limited in the rushing game. Coach Bunkle didn't want his quarterback to overextend his knee so that he would be able to transition slowly back into the game.
Yeah, we were easing Jamison into it. We didn't want to run him the ball too many times because he's just coming off a knee injury. But, yeah, I liked his poise. His confidence got better as the game grew. It's always nice to have him back.
Defensively, Alex Hansen looked stellar statistically. The junior was challenged with the task of handling the strong side all game long and had a quarter of the team's tackles with 13 on the night.
We had Alex. We challenged him because he's going to be on their strong side, wherever their strong side was, whether it's the left side or the right side, because we know that he goes and meets blocks really well, and he gets off blocks really well, and he tackles really well, and he's really instinctual, and that's what, you know, you need to be as a linebacker in our defense, and he does a really good job of that. But the front three as well, they're going to push and getting in their backfield a little bit to cause a little more havoc.
Exonera EHK is taking on Fremont Mills this week, a team that continues to win games down the line, as they have now won 3 straight games against Stanton, Griswold, and East Mills. The Knights are averaging 227 rushing and 80 passing yards per game. Coach Buckle knows that his squad will have to be physical and win in the trenches.
Oh, we're going to have to be physical up front again because they're a big physical team. They're a lot like us. They like to run the ball and run some play action. The game is really going to be won in the trenches. And, yeah, they won 3 straight. They lost their first 2 games, but those were against really good teams. And I look at a team that they're just keep getting better just like we are. So it'll be a fun matchup for us.
Exonera EHK is looking to halt the momentum of Braxton Blackburn as he rushed for 187 yards and earned 6 touchdowns in their 55-22 win over East Mills. When Blackburn does well, the Knights do well with him.
Yeah, we're for sure going to have to stop the Braxton Blackburn kid. The guy, I mean, he looks physical on tape, and he's a physical hard runner. We're going to have multiple hats to the ball. We're going to have to be gap sound. We're going to have to tackle well and just have multiple guys flying to the football. And then to boot, we're going to have to be ready for their play action. We can't give up those big plays in the play action pass game. Just have to make them drive the field.
Exonera EHK will travel to Fremont Mills High School tonight to take on the Knights with a kickoff at 7 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.